The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
I don't think this is a Ravages of Age bit, you know, and entirely original content.
Yes.
From this program. But, or it's probably not even that. It's, but I don't know if you still listen to Big Fatty's program.
Oh, wait, he does a program? I unsubscribed from that like a year ago.
Right.
Is he still doing one?
Most people did.
Yeah.
But he was talking about on his show recently that he sort of segued into being an old man, and he realized that when he bought himself a bottle of Old Spice aftershave cologne. Were you aware of that?
I don't recall him saying that. Well, what's wrong with Old Spice?
It was only this week. What's wrong with it? It stinks like an old man. And I hope to God he's not bringing that with him to Vegas, because I will be sharing a room with him.
Yeah,
and
I think you do realize, unless you edit this piece out right now, you are guaranteed that he is now going to bring that to Vegas with him.
Well, the only thing worse than the smell of Big Fatty himself is the smell of Old Spice, because I'm not a fan of that stuff.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because I'm not a fan of that stuff.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 949 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 20th of September, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, it's part two of the Pride 48. Big Fatty, we love a repeat. Hello, repeats. Anyway, y'all, that's what the buffet was doing to me this morning. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, since I arrived in Vegas, y'all, I have explosive diarrhea. Oh, my God. I mean, it has been awful, y'all. And I've tried, and Guru Nudi can attest to this. How do you know that? Oh, you've had it also, okay, as opposed to, yes, I was around him when he exploded and there was diarrhea everywhere. So where are you going? Excuse me. Y'all, I'm holding up my sign that says, Dear Gussie, Big Fatty needs a beverage. Okay, so Dr. Stone is going to get it. If you see Miranda down there, would you send her up here, please, Wes? Okay, thanks. At least somebody's talking to me. Y'all, I have got a table full of BFO prizes here, and I'm going to give everybody a chance to get a BFO prize, but you got to get up and ask Big Fatty a question. Y'all, it's still that damn buffet. What are you doing, Adam?
I'm just playing with the mic. Keep
okay,
going.
You're just
keep
playing
going.
With your equipment. Yes. Are you going to come? Wait a minute. Now, before you come up, Larkin. Adam, can we? Can you turn on one of these so they can talk?
Yeah,
to
can
me?
He just read me the number off of that one? Okay.
He read it in sign language. Did you get it?
That was number 4 for anyone in the audience.
Okay,
who
great. That's super. By the way, y'all, the Pride Parade, before Larkin asks his question, the Pride Parade is starting in about an hour and a half, hour and 35 minutes, because y'all here in California. By the way, my computer updated to Pacific time. Okay, great. But this morning it was still on Natter time. It's not on yet, Larkin. That's okay. But when it does come on, please speak directly into it. Okay, great. Not yet. Yeah, don't suck on it either.
I muted it because he was breathing so hard it sounded like a hurricane in the audio. I was
you thought you were in the sauna. Again,
right,
didn't
I did.
You? Okay, all right. But
I think he got hard.
Oh, dear. Oh, wait a minute. Steven is. Showing you where to blow on it. Okay, perfect. But what was I saying? But the Pride Parade is beginning, so maybe that may be where the Faye driver is that he's taking people to the Pride Parade. You think he's drinking? Okay. All right, so he's drinking and driving people to the Pride Parade.
He's Canadian.
So, you know, because it is, I mean, what is gay pride without drunk driving? I mean, really, okay? You know, You know it's true, Tom. Don't sit there and say, oh, no, they don't do that. Y'all, Tim in Alaska's here. Do they drive drunk in Alaska? Okay, great. Thanks, Tim. All right. So much for the Axe Big Fatty questions. I'm asking the questions, and they're going, So anyway, but y'all, Larkin, before, please return to your seat for a moment, okay? Because before I ask you, you get a choice of prizes, I've got to bring, where did Kathy Bacon go?
She left.
No, she didn't. Come here, Kathy Bacon. Y'all, Miss Kathy Bacon, was, yeah, a big hand and round of applause for Miss Kathy Bacon. Okay. Miss Kathy Bacon was caller number 1100, so I have to give her the first choice of prizes because there's already a special prize for Miranda from Somsburg, California. So you're going to get your choice of prizes for being caller number 1100. So anyway, by the way, y'all, when I packed my suitcase, I had so much of this BFO shit to bring out here. I hit 50 pounds exactly. I thought I was going to have to go through and throw away some of my underpants. I'm like, what are you doing?
I just wanted to say it seems unfair I should win a prize because I know I was 500 of those 1,100 calls.
Yeah, but if you don't win a prize, I will never hear the end of it. But, you know, and the thing is, we don't count the...
How dare you?
We don't count the calls where you say, don't play this on the show. That doesn't count.
Good.
Okay, so really you've only called 6 times. Okay, so anyway, what would you like? Y'all, we have an array of prizes here. We have BFO t-shirts, and you're lucky, Miss Bacon. We have plenty of extra large and 2Xs.
I don't know how you figure
I'm
lucky.
Wait a minute, and Shrimby said, Miss Bacon, would you please return to your seat for just a moment? We'll get back to you in just a moment. Ange in BC has returned. Y'all, I've got a special presentation for Ange in BC.
Do you want me to stand at the mic?
Sure, why not? By the way, Ange, you won the raffle, so you get your choice.
You're kidding me.
No, we're not kidding. You get your choice. Nessa picked you.
Thank you, Nessa.
You get the choice of the $250 gift certificate to the steakhouse, or you can get one of two passes to the buffet worth $15.
Gee, let me think. Well, do I have to decide right now?
Yes.
Can I tell a little story?
No, just fucking decide. No, wait.
Let me just tell people. You know
what? No, wait a minute. We're
going to
have a. Wait. Do this first, and then we're going to do some Axe Big Fatty, and you can tell your story during that.
Okay.
Excuse me. What?
Wes is mouthing Big Fatty.
What?
I'd like to report that the only people downstairs in the podcasting suite
are drunks.
Well, Joe, Daniel's husband.
Okay.
And Mullen Man.
Oh! So I was right.
So, Miranda is not there.
Okay, great. Sorry, Miranda. But Miranda, if you're listening on the BFO app, get your ass up to the broadcasting suite because we've got a prize for you. Anyway, do you want the steakhouse or the buffet?
The buffet. I'm going to leave the steakhouse dinner for somebody else.
Really?
So I will. I'll take the buffet.
All right, so we got two buffet passes. And who was second? Guru knew you were second. Do you want the steakhouse or do you want the buffet?
Steakhouse!
Guru Nudie is going to the steakhouse. So, Tom, Ramble Redhead, you will get two buffet passes also. So, anyway, congratulations to all of them. But I have got something for the Fade driver to go on the Pride 48 shuttle.
Where the fuck did I put it?
Behind the drink sign.
Look under the kilt.
Oh, no.
Where the fuck did I put it? Poor Big Fatty, where did he put it?
I don't know. It's the same dilemma as all your puppeteers.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
My grandson found it for me. Poor Big Fatty. I thought it was part of the carpet. It is a magnet to go on the side of your vehicle. So there you go.
Oh,
huh?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, Big Fatty. That's exactly what we need. Thank you.
Yeah, great. And you can take that home with you and put it on the Deliberator.
Deliberator.
Deliberator. Okay.
Thank you
so
very
now
much.
Tell your story that you want to tell.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, I'm not sure how many people listen to my show, but
not a lot.
My partner.
Oh, poor Big Fatty.
My partner is on a health food kick, so I don't often get to eat steak or beef or any really good food.
So you gave up the steakhouse.
So
okay,
I was
great.
Really, my mouth was watering over the steakhouse. I almost took it, but No, it'll go to somebody else. And no, I've not.
Okay, you fucked up.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Wait a minute, that was the story?
That's it, yeah.
So maybe Guru Nudio take you to the steakhouse with him.
Oh, don't make him do that.
I wouldn't make him do it.
I was going to say if he'll take me, I'll let him visit the spa with me later.
Maybe I could just sit underneath the table.
And y'all, I believe Adam is whoring himself out already, Guru Nudio.
Hey, I like a steak dinner. I'm going to tell you that
right now. He loves a big piece of meat, Guru Nudio. Okay. Speaking of that, where is the number two fan? Oh, there he is, Casey in Denver. Hi, how's your gigantic penis?
Fine.
Okay, great, thank you. Y'all, he sends me these pictures, and he said, y'all, it's huge. It is. By the way, Ange, have you met the number two fan of the BFO? Is Casey in Denver right there?
Yes,
you have met him.
I've met him in the halls already.
I bet you have. Okay, and he has a room key already, huh? Okay, great. I have got, we're getting back to you, Larkin, but first, Miss Bacon, come back up here and pick your prize. Anyway, I was telling, we've got car magnets, we've got gentleman caller books, we've got pens and pads, we've got keychains, there's, what are those bags called? They're called bags. Okay, there's a BFO mug, there's some window decals, inside and outside application, by the way. Anyway, you're taking that? No, you take what you want, dear. No, you get one fucking prize. Okay, I'm sorry. You were just caller 1100, okay? It's not like you were 1111 or anything like that. Go ahead. Choose something. Choose whatever you want, dear.
Turn around. I'm afraid to.
Oh, dear God. Don't look. Okay, I'm not looking. What did you take?
A notepad or something.
What did she take, y'all?
The black spiral thing.
Oh, you took the gentleman callers.
Well, I'll never get any.
Well, neither do I. Well, maybe I do. All right, now, Larkin, come back up and ask your question because y'all, we're going to ask Big Fatty. Oh, you've forgotten it already. Well, while you're coming up, Kenner CT1 has a question for Big Fatty. It says, Big Fatty, how long does it take to cook a minute egg? Don't have the fucking idea. Fucking slightest idea, Kenner, but thank you very much for asking that. Do you know that, Larkin? 2 minutes. Okay, great. All right, so what's your question?
When did you get into puppeteering?
When did I get into puppeteering? Okay, it's an excellent question. By the way, where's my shirt, KC? You do have it, because I just realized I didn't. Oh, my God. And when we have a strip tease going on. Hi, Dr. Stone.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Y'all, the whole puppeteering thing is much bigger. No, it's not bigger.
Oh.
No, it's.
Blown out of proportion?
No. By the way, we have La 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 Lauren's boobs and Terry's moobs in the room. But anyway, I don't do that very often, although I have many more requests than I fulfill, so to speak. Because, you know, quite frankly, I mean, it's okay, but, you know, I'd rather stick something else in there.
Good answer.
Thank you. I appreciate that. How about, what would you like as a prize, Larkin? You can have whatever you want. Those are all extra large. This is 2X. That's a medium. Okay, great. No, you get the pad with that also. Oh, you don't want the pad. Okay. It's absorbent. Okay, great.
How absorbent is it?
Right, exactly. Well, you can share it with Ouija.
Who?
Honk Ouija.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do. He's sleeping with you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Whatever.
Thank you for sharing. All right, who else has got a question? Come on up here, Tim in Alaska. Tim in Alaska is going to come up here. He just wants a prize. He doesn't really have a question.
So,
okay.
Big Fatty, you're among other things, a famous director of film and stage. Are you gracing Charleston with another of your productions anytime soon?
You know, thank you very much for bringing that up because it brings back these horrible memories. Of directing the Biloxi Blues, except for the underpants scenes, because you know those are just, oh dear God, you know, the best part. The last thing I did was the Biloxi Blues, and Y'all, I got to catch up with this and see where we are on time, because I don't know where we are. 25 minutes. Okay, we're at the 35 minute mark, y'all. So that's good. But anyway, I'm gonna tell you, I did a lot of directing of the stage productions and all back in the 90s, and I mean, there were times that I did two a year, and y'all, I'm just gonna tell you, I'm fucking old, okay? And this shit wears you out, because you start a show, you start auditions, and then you've got to cast the show, and then you've got to block the show, which is blocking is the actor's movements. And you know, I'm one of these. I'm a tyrant when it comes to being a director. You do exactly what I say, exactly when I say it, okay? And you're motivated. You know, I always have these actors go, well, can you tell me what my motivation is? Yes, I fucking told you to do it. That's your motivation. Now do it, okay? It's not, and I always start off, I say, I'm going to tell you exactly what to do and exactly when to do it, and it's not going to make any sense to you when I tell you to do it. But do it. And the more you do it and the quicker you learn your lines, the sooner it will make sense to you. And then as it goes along, you'll go, oh, yeah, I see why I'm doing that now. Okay? Don't fucking ask me why I'm doing something early on in the show, because it just, you don't need to know that. Just do your part of it and leave my part of it to me. Okay? And there are some actors that go, oh, fuck you. You're not going to be my director. And you know what I say to them? You're bye-bye. Right. You're right. I'm not going to be your director. So anyway, but no, I don't have the energy to do it, because there's so much more involved in directing shows other than the theatrical. Where the fuck are you going? Oh, you're going to get a cocktail. It's not too early to start drinking now, right, Gavin? Okay, thank you. All right. Anyone else need a cocktail while Gavin's going down there? Oh, Guru Nudie's going with you. No, he's not. Oh, Guru Nudie's going to have a question. So anyway, but it just absolutely exhausts me to do it, and because I don't do things maybe the little show I do half ass sometimes. But y'all, if I do nothing, if it's nothing, it's consistent, okay? It may be consistently bad, but it's consistent, okay? And I think that... what? Nothing. No, Nessa's sitting in the back going, ah, he loves me. Is that what you said? Okay, that's not what she said. I'm just hearing things.
She wanted a t-shirt. Can you give her a fucking t-shirt?
Did you want a t-shirt?
No,
I didn't think so.
Yes, she did. She's just too impolite. I mean, she's just too polite to tell you.
Brewer, shut the fuck up. You couldn't talk during your own show.
Oh. Yay! Ladies and gentlemen, Nessa has a t-shirt. Actually, Derek would like one. So
okay.
I will take one.
Do you want the medium or the extra large? The medium or the extra large? Oh! Tim, I'm so sorry. But take your t-shirt.
That was a whole lot easier than killing for a big fatty t-shirt.
Right,
I really
exactly.
To know.
Well, y'all, thank you so much. Oh, wait a minute, Guru Nudie. I tell you what. We'll take up where we left off. You can call into the BFO and... and I will answer your question on an upcoming show, because, you know, there's nothing better than calling into the BFO, is there?
Absolutely. I've done it a couple times, and it's always very fulfilling.
Well, as well it should be. Yes. And, quite frankly, it's when you measure calling into the BFO, it's almost as good as, Wes, what is it?
I'm not a fan of that stuff.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.